All right. Let's see, what do we have here? Oh, right. Ed Buck. Now, I hope everyone remembers that name, because I know we covered this last year. Ed Buck is a very wealthy man who is part of the gay community. White man, should also specify, who is also apparently a millionaire and just gives tons of money to various Democratic candidates.
Yes. Yeah.
He also has a fetish for killing black people. Apparently.
Nah.
Nah?
No, he likes when they get found there.
Right. Oh, right. He doesn't... Yeah. Right. He's paying someone to bring dead people into his house and saying, I don't know what happened.
It's third party hide and seek.
Third party hide and seek.
Yeah. See, all that's right. The real third party.
Early last Monday, a man died at the West Hollywood home of prominent Democratic donor Ed Buck. His attorney confirmed. The victim hasn't been identified yet. He has been identified since this came out. I will find his name. But according to sources, the man was identified as African American. Attorney Seymour Amster said the unidentified victim was a, quote, longtime friend of Buck, and the two had known each other for 25 years. Amster said the victim, quote, reached out for help on Sunday night and then began acting in a bizarre way. That's a direct quote, acting in a bizarre way, after he arrived at Buck's apartment. According to Amster, he said, from what I know, it was an old friend who died of an accidental overdose, and unfortunately, we believe the substance he ingested was ingested someplace other than the apartment.
And his name is Timothy Dean, and he's 55.
Yes. Well, they've known each other 25 years.
Yeah, but I mean, the picture's up there. Like, look at how we age.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck? I thought he was, like, fucking 21.
Yeah, no. No. So this is what they're going with, right? My friend of 25 years called me and asked for help, showed up high, and then just fell over and died from an overdose.
Yeah, that's what Negroes do. We make it to the age of 55 and say it's overdosing time. Right. Let me find a rich white man.
And go die in his house. I just want to die somewhere luxurious. All right. Buck, who is a well-known figure in Democratic political circles, has given more than $500,000 to a range of Democratic groups and candidates, including former President Barack Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti. In July of last year, prosecutors declined to file charges against Buck in the death of Jamel Moore, a black male escort whose body was found in Buck's apartment. It's almost like we've been here before. According to a coroner's report, Buck's apartment was full of drug paraphernalia, including 24 syringes, including brown residue, 5 glass pipes with white residue and burn marks, and a plastic straw with possible white residue, clear plastic bags with a white powdery residue, and a clear plastic bag containing a piece of crystal-like substance.
Yeah, so he likes freeze-dried mayonnaise. That doesn't mean Negroes are not doing drugs and then dying there.
Freeze-dried mayonnaise. That's what was in the glass pipes. He smokes mayonnaise.
I've heard about this guy.
You are the god-dang whitest person I've ever seen.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I've heard about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, okay. Moore's death was initially ruled an accidental methamphetamine overdose, but the Los Angeles County's coroner's office reopened the investigation after writings in Moore's journal implicated Buck in his drug use. A December 2016 entry. Hold on, let me see here. Hold on. So he died in July. So in December, about 6-7 months before he died, he was writing in his journal, I've become addicted to drugs and the worst one at that. Ed Buck is the one to thank. He gave me the first injection of crystal meth. It was painful. But after all the troubles, I still became addicted. If it didn't hurt so bad, I'd kill myself, but I'll let Ed Buck do it for now.
That's fucking heavy-handed.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting Democrat fan fiction from Negroes that just like to die at his house.
It is very interesting fan fiction. And so despite reading that, though, they never officially charged him. So, yeah, all right.
Well, no, they didn't charge. What you going to charge him for? He donates. You don't charge him. They're donations. All right. Jesus Christ, Chief.
The donations.
Politics is weird.
My bad.
And creepy. And now I know lacks even the loosest attachment to anything like reality.
Hmm. Community activists like Jasmine Kanick have accused Los Angeles officials of declining to prosecute Buck in 2017 thanks to his contributions to powerful politicians such as not only, Hillary Clinton, California Governor Jerry Brown at the time, L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti, and numerous other West Hollywood Council city members. Kanick is organizing a vigil and rally tonight in front of Buck's home at 1234 Laurel Avenue. Just in case anyone wanted to know where he lived, it's 1234 Laurel Avenue, in case anyone wanted to know.
Yeah.
I'm just letting people know.
Yeah, I think there are some people whose names are Fa, and they tend to be aunties and uncles and aunties and named Fa.
Mm-hmm.
Jews.
Yes. According, this is back to the lawyer, Amster, this was an accidental overdose that Ed Buck had nothing to do with, and it's a tragedy. He said... after prosecutors declined to file charges. However, when Moore's death was classified as an accidental overdose, numerous gay black men have alleged Buck has a fetish for shooting drugs into black men that he picks up off the streets or on hookup sites. Yeah.
He's kind of trying to redefine money shot. This fucking guy is out there, man.
So he hasn't been arrested yet, though. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, apparently he fucking kind of owns the city.
Yeah, well, he put all the council members on, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit. I don't know, man.
That's fucking out there. WineCellarMedia.com. Come and get your good news.
I'm just going to point out that for all this, y'all just trying to take down the black man by talking about R. Kelly. Y'all don't care about when black men are abused. Y'all niggas going to get on this fucking story? Oh, wait. No, you're not, because it's gay men.
Well,
just kidding.
Tariq Nasheed is posting about it, but that's only to stoke the homophobia of his crowd.
Moist niggas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what he's doing recently, this off topic, here comes the tangent, he's posting about the, there was a white family that killed a black child in that city called Paradise, California, and climate change increased wildfires in this town of Paradise burned down, which, keep in mind, Paradise, it's not like it was Chicago or Seattle. Mm-hmm. It was a townsy little town. It's that fucking, like, you walk in the old saloon and, you know, throw down with Doc Holliday. We can't be friends anymore. Like, that's what Paradise was. It was little, and it was pretty easy to burn down. And climate change did that. But Tariq Nasheed is telling his audience it's the spirit of Ogun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, can you tell a brief breakdown? What the fuck? Because I don't even know. It's some African spirit thing.
Yeah, it's African deities. When you start getting into, like, Santeria and voodoo, you know, this is one of the deities. And it's just very masculine, very hetero, kind of god of war type of thing. Except the thing that irritates me in particular, which I think, I don't know if I've mentioned on the podcast, in particular about Tariq Nasheed going back to all these, like, voodoo deities, is that voodoo is one of the most accepting religions of the LGBTQ community, and having women in leadership positions. So, like, literally nothing to do with what's going on with what Tariq is, how Tariq is trying to frame it, with Tariq's fucking homophobic, misogynistic, pimping ass. Yeah, Ogun would not approve of Tariq.
All right. Let that be known. WineCellarMedia.com. Come on, have a good time.